Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Hey, you are listening to the Roden Hour. Whoa, it's potluck dinner on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thanks for staying with us after Sally Can't Dance by the legendary Tommy James. Every Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, Tommy brings you music from the past, present, and future, and he gets you ready for the weekend. This is a very special edition of Potluck Dinner on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am joined in the studio by John Luca, host of Sitting with John Luca.
Yes.
On Saturday evenings at 9 o'clock.
9 p.m.
9 p.m. And our very, very special guest joining us in the studio is Franz Barcella, owner of Wild Honey Records out of Italy. So we are going to be featuring numerous artists on the Wild Honey Records label. This evening, we open the show with Sonic Boomerang by BBC off their 2017 album Sonic Boomerang. We followed it with a brand new release out today on Wild Honey Records by the band Love Trap. The album is called Rosie. The song is God Spoke to People by Name. Franz, first question before I'm going to let John Luca pick your brain about owning a label.
Yes.
We are very concerned about BBC. BBC was here
as a
guest.
Me too, in general.
They were at BBC, who are an excellent, excellent band. We're here as guests in this very same studio with Here and Now with Rachel C. in July of last year.
Yes.
And Rachel said they left here and we're going to Times Square. And she hasn't heard from them since.
Okay. I think they are still alive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
I think they're still in Times Square.
Yes. If they're not alive, if they didn't make it to Times Square, we substitute them with some copy, just like McCartney or, you know.
Cardboard cutouts. I saw a cardboard cutout of a band on 48th Street.
that could be them. Okay. So we don't have to worry anymore.
Yes.
But BBC are a wonderful, wonderful band. And so they were great to have here at Radio Free Brooklyn. And we've got, I think, some incredible music to play for people this evening that comes out of your whole catalog back through the years and into the future of other new releases for today. But, John Luca is an expert.
Okay.
He's a musical expert. So I'm going to turn things over to him.
A musical expert. You know, after that introduction, the only way is down, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go and finish your introduction.
That was the introduction of you.
Well, thanks for joining us anyway.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
No, it's really cool, Franz. You know, the difference, of course, between American labels and European, well, specifically Italian labels, and specifically your labels, is that American labels, anyone that does anything in America, advertise, has Instagrams, has Facebooks, a million social media accounts. You just let your, so you have nothing about Wild Honey Records on the net, other than a list of really cool CDs and releases, right? Is there a philosophy behind that, or is that just the way it's done?
Well,
in Europe.
I guess it's just because I started as a small garage label and still is.
Okay.
And so, you know, I just wanted to help out bands and,
all right.
And the vinyl is the most important thing for me. And then now I'm catching up with, you know, digital distribution, doing things pretty well, doing interviews. And, but at the beginning, I'm a vinyl fan. So that's what accounts for me, you know, and helping bands. And, I have like a Bandcamp account, which works as a website, and that's where you can find the main information, which is the information about the label and not the label, the releases, and listen to every release for free, which I think is important. And then I even have an Instagram account now. Yeah. I'm becoming,
But
there is a record shop in America called Wild Honey Records.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Knoxville. Yeah. Knoxville,
so,
Tennessee.
I don't want to piss them off.
Well, or vice versa. But
the Bandcamp page is wildhoneyrecords.bandcamp.com.
And it has amazing releases on it. But when did you start it then?
11 years ago.
Okay.
11 years ago. Me and my, at the time, girlfriend, we started together, you know, as a sort of, you know, hobby together. Right. And then surprisingly, I'm still going. Yeah. And, at the beginning, like, I just get, graduated from university. I got my degree, and I became a doctor. That's what we say in Italy. And then instead of using the money that you get from parents and, you know, grandparents and stuff of for going into a holiday, I use it to release my first record.
Okay.
And yeah, surprisingly, like I didn't lose too much money.
Wow. But
actually, I didn't lose money. Now I reach a point where the record label pays for my Netflix account.
Really? Netflix and a tube of toothpaste, or is it like?
No, no, it's just Netflix. Yeah, yeah,
just
no,
Netflix.
Yeah. Which is a big success because I made a point of the record that I don't want to gain any money from it. So I want everything that comes from the label, stay on the label, or
or to get turned back into the artist.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah, yeah, promotion or artist, yeah. But I don't go to it with the money from the label, record label, as everyone thinks.
Are the labels touring bands?
What do you mean?
Not labels. Are the musicians that you sign? Well, yeah. You have a lot of artists on it. How many artists do you have?
Oh,
on it
it's
right
a
now?
Good question. I never thought about that. I mean, guess it's around 25.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
something like that.
Dozen.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they all tour?
Well, they have to tour.
Yeah,
because
that's,
you know, I'm not making records if the band is not touring.
All right.
Yeah. It's normally, it's one of the first law of the label is that I must like it.
Yeah.
Of course. And the other one is that it must be a touring band. Touring in a way of, you know, they play live and they promote there. They are active, not those bands that, you know, they record the label as a novelty and then they don't play any show.
You'd sell 12 records if that was the case. You could do that 30 years ago when there were stores.
Exactly,
but,
yeah.
Although even 30 years ago, that wasn't a good idea. But today it seems that the main retail outlet is the concert venue.
Yeah, of course. So, then, you know, some people is really good in promoting and creating hype. So you have some examples of bands that never play live and they sell because maybe they have like a specific genre and they are really good in hyping up the thing. So I don't know. I just like the, you know, I come from punk and I still like punk attitude, do it yourself. And so that's what I like. I think like if it must be successful and fun, it must be that the band does its job and the label does its job and, you know, everything together, maybe we sell 20 records instead of zero.
So going on in town right now is the new Colossus Festival.
Yes.
Yesterday I attended a seminar being put on about what is the importance of an independent record label.
Yep.
And of course, I think everybody there thought, yes, there's a great importance for independent record labels. But what would, from a music fan's perspective, what would you say is the importance of an independent record label?
Well, first of all, it's important to me because, you know, I do it for fun. Mm-hmm. I don't do it thinking like how good it can be for the structure of music in general. Like, you know, I think, you know, as a music fan, I always dream about playing and I play touring and I tour and releasing records. Normally, people also dream about having a record shop and like, man, I don't think I'm going there. But so, yes, it's a complex, you know, topic because I also like bands, for example, that self-release themselves. And I like those stories and stuff. So in general, I think the independent record label should give something to the band that they cannot do themselves or help them doing something, you know. Or having like the space to explore music or way to do things that maybe like the major labels or corporate stuff cannot do yet, or they cannot, you know, focus on. So they have more freedom artistically and also in the way to do things, promote and explore new ways. But in general, I think it's, you know, everything is about passion, these things. So the main importance for me is like a outlet to, you know, have your passion focused on something that is positive and can help other people. I think that's the main thing. Yeah.
Okay. Is it fair to say then Mojomatix were one of the first bands that you signed?
No, it's the first one. It's the reason why I have a record label.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So let's hear then from, this is going to be the very first.
Yeah, release. Yeah, of course.
Down my spine.
Perfect.
Cool.
We're both stunned by that, aren't we, John? Yeah, okay.
This is like the world debut.
12 years later.
Cool. Yes. Yes. 12 years. Still a debut, though.
Money from my graduation made this.
Yes.
You are listening to Potluck Dinner on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is the Mojomatics with Down My Spine. Infected by Radioactivity off their 2017 release single, Infected, backed with Sleep. You are listening to Potluck Dinner on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Matt Tack. I am joined in the studio by John Luca, host of Sitting with John Luca, Saturdays at 9 o'clock, and our very special guest in the studio, Franz, the owner of Wild Honey Records. And Radioactivity is on Wild Honey Records, and you can find that at wildhoneyrecords.bandcamp.com. We open that short set with the very, very first band signed by Franz on Wild Honey Records, the Mojomatics, their song Down My Spine, and then we followed it with The Visitors, their song Living World. And Franz, I'm just going to turn it over to you to tell somewhat of the backstory, because this is really cool, and this is one of the reasons why I think listeners, lovers of music, why they need to follow record labels, because this is the way you're going to find out about very, very cool music.
Yeah, well, The Visitors is basically the band that started after Radio Birdman, which is this pretty popular Australian rock and roll band. It's basically their Rolling Stones and one of my favorite bands ever. And I've been lucky enough to travel with them and work for them in touring Europe, and I travel also with Dennis Tech, which is the songwriter,
he's from Detroit.
He's from Detroit,
and he's a huge influence of the punk scene in Australia.
Yeah, he grew up in Detroit, and he went to see MC5, all that scene, Detroit scene, in Ann Arbor scene, and then he moved to Australia, and there he started like Radio Birdman, and they were like the first do-it-yourself punk, but proto-punk, we say, or punk, or he will hate me to say punk, rock and roll band, in Australia, and then they started the whole scene there. So it's heavily influenced by the Detroit scene, because Dennis, who is the songwriter, came from Detroit. And then they released two essential albums, and when they broke up, they started this new band called The Visitors, and they released they just did one recording session, and they released one record, which was originally released in Australia by a major label, and then reprinted from Citadel Records on CD in the 80s, I guess. This record has never been reprinted. And in general, Australian stuff is pretty hard to find in Europe and in US. Maybe it's really popular in Australia, but it never make it to Europe or US. And so just traveling with Dennis and Radio Birdman, he knew that I had a record label. So just discussing about records, he loves records. He's really active. He's always really nice. So I said why don't we reprint all your back catalog? Because you constantly tour either with Radio Birdman or with your solo project. So why, instead of only releasing your solo stuff he's keeping releasing basically one record a year, why don't we go back in time and release all your back catalog that has been released only CD or it's unavailable? And he told me, yeah, why don't we start with The Visitors record? And that was big deal, because of course it's a beautiful record, first of all.
Yes.
It's in between like rock and roll, punk, and some Doors.
Yes.
In some way,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And it was pretty successful. I mean, in selling, it's basically sold out. And now I just released another record by Dennis Tech, which is his first all instrumental record. It's called Lost for Words. And now he's doing a new one, which is going to be out as soon as he sent me the files and the tapes. And then we will go on releasing, hopefully, his back catalog. So this is The Visitors. It's called like the Dennis Tech Archives Volume 1, because there is the intention to go on with other. Everything that Dennis does for me is just masterpiece. So I told him, just provide me what you want and I'm going to release it.
Yeah, as I said to you off the air, if I had heard this when it was first released 25 years ago,
yeah,
I would have already been a fan of the band.
Yeah,
and I think it's wonderful stuff.
Yeah, but in general, all that scene is fantastic. You know, I think Australia in some way, maybe they tend to think like Australia is as everyone, as Italy, as like is the world. So, you know, they never had a spy distribution and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's always important to, you know, remember that, you know, trying to reissue stuff locally or in other countries is good. So that's what I'm trying to do.
I think you sort of made a really interesting point, though, to like answer our question from earlier about why should artists get involved on a label.
Yeah.
I think that you've basically sort of pointed out that you have somebody who's now outside the band being able to offer you sort of that insight and guidance about where you should be going and how we can get your sound out to people.
Yes, it's true. And connection is the most important things nowadays, no? And I always think about this and discuss with friends is like, it's really hard, for example, in Europe to find American records somehow. You will expect now you can find like, you know, of big labels or, you know, big artists. Like I'm a big fan of Weezer. Okay. I know it's surprising, but I cannot buy the records in record shops in Italy of Weezer. And if I find one, maybe it's going to cost the double price as here, you know, so it's, you will expect a major band like that you will find, but same goes with the small bands and small labels. Like it's really hard to find an American release, even if here is spread out in Europe and vice versa.
Right.
So nowadays, even if we are, you know, expanding with the internet and everything is really fast, like vinyl records are still really hard to find in some countries if you're not, you know, from that area or that country that the record has been released in. So it's, of course, you can buy digital files and media everywhere, and that is easy. But at the same time, it's good to have a small independent record labels that can license or reprint that record somewhere. And if you're a band, you can license it to Australia and have a record label promoting your record there and maybe touring Australia. That's the most important part, I think, yeah.
Now, is that how, like, take the example of BBC,
yep.
like, because they are also, they're distributed in the States by Dirty Water Records.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So then they're on your label and then you've licensed it to Dirty Water.
The second one, Sonic Boomerang in particular, was a co-production, like Dirty Water Records US did the tape of them and I did the LP and, yeah. So, and also I have another distributor here in America called Traffic Entertainment. And, but normally, what happens in some records is that there is an European release and there is an American release. Mm-hmm. And both of them like work separately. Like it's their record. That sometimes happens.
Okay.
It also depends. I don't like that much because it depends if you find a record label you really, you know, are friends with, you know, there is one called Dusty Medical out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which I really like and I like to work with. You know, it always depends. It's like doing something with someone else. You want it to be your friends and that you share the same values and same way of working.
Gianluca, we'll have to write these down as notes afterwards so we can, you know, reach out to the record label in Milwaukee to find out more of what they got. So let's hear two more brand new releases.
Sure.
First one is going to be an Italian band, which you're very familiar with, Diplomatics, but who are not on
my label. Yeah, yeah. I know them. Yeah, yeah.
But their song's been released for International Women's Day, and it's all cool. About gender equality, which I think we're all very much in favor here. And then we're also going to hear from Motel Mirrors.
Yes.
Who, and that album is fantastic.
Oh, I love that album. Yeah. No, I do.
Now, me too.
You were listening when I told you that. Wow.
That's right. Yeah. So it's a six song EP of covers, but I want to come back and I want to talk to you about that. So you are listening to Potluck Dinner on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the Diplomatics. Keep Me Breathing. Funnel of Love by Motel Mirrors, which is a brand new release out today on Wild Honey Records. You can find that at wildhoneyrecords.bandcamp.com. The whole six song EP is stupendous.
Yeah.
It is absolutely.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah. fantastic. Fantastic.
We here at Potluck Dinner approve of this message.
Exactly. We approve of that EP. It's called Gotta Love Rhythm. Gianluca.
Oh, yes. Well, there you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn Potluck Dinner right now, this minute. And, with Matt from the Rodent Hour, me, Gianluca from Sitting with Gianluca here. And, how much do we get paid for this, Matt?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely bugger all, right? Absolutely. And our lights up here, what are they doing? They're flickering, right? They're about to go out any minute, right, Matt? Isn't that true? What does that mean?
Oh, I've got three layers of jackets on. It's
three
so cold in here.
Layers of jacket. We got bugger all money. That's what it means. But we are a 501. I get all these initials wrong. 501-3CKB, right? 501-3C. But we're a charity. We're community-based. We do this for nothing. But we love it because it's community and we have really cool guests. On like Franz over here for Wild Honey Records, and we love it, and we're also doing literacy, media literacy workshop for neighborhood kids, and like that. So we depend on listeners being cool and nice and enjoying our company. And what we do, which means we're broke and need. And so if you have any shrapnel in your pockets is what I'm trying to say. And when the hat comes round or the bucket comes round, if you could drop a few coins and that would be awesome. That would be wonderful. Nothing too small, nothing too big, but nothing too small either. So that would be awesome. There's clinks and buttons, aren't there, on the RadioFreeBrooklyn.com website. Correct, man.
RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/donate. And we will forever be in your debt.
Yeah, really. No, we appreciate it. And thanking you in advance. Thank you. And thank you again. Yeah.
Franz, I have two questions for you about Motel Mirrors.
Yes. Go ahead.
One, they're American.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It goes to that idea of the bands needing to tour. Mm-hmm. So which must make it very difficult. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, how did you I love Wanda Jackson. My wife and I love Wanda Jackson. Mm-hmm. Whenever we've seen her, she's just been absolutely amazing. And so I think and the Motel Mirrors have covered this iconic song, but they've done it in their own way and it's fantastic.
Do you know that, first of all, Motel Mirrors is the band, is a sort of big band, like all-star band from Memphis and Nashville, mm-hmm. and it features like John Paul Keefe, which is this great artist from Memphis. He's touring Europe right now, and he's probably getting drunk now in La Spezia, Italy, because the show is finished. And I was on tour with him until 2 days ago, and he's one of my favorites. And it's him and Amy LaVere. And Amy LaVere played Vanda Jackson in the famous movie I Walk the Line. The movie of Johnny Cash. She played Vanda Jackson in the movie, and she sang this song, and she has her solo career. And so basically this happened, this EP happened because I'm a big fan of John Paul Keefe, and I was begging him to release something of his stuff. He's signed on the Fat Possum Records, which is a fairly known mm-hmm. record label. And then he told me like, well, we just recorded our record, and then I have six songs that might be good as an EP. And then he was crazy enough to give me those songs and to release it on it's a 12-inch EP. One side is the record, and the other side, there is a silk screen art on the record. Yeah, it's a sort of art music thing. And it's going really well. Like it topped the charts of in Americana here in America, which has never happened to us.
Fantastic.
And like top 20 or something. And he's touring Europe now. Motel Mirrors don't tour much. They just play locally big events and stuff. But the John Paul Keefe tours constantly. And yeah, it's amazing. He's doing some of these songs on his live show. And it's not only one of the biggest gentlemen I ever met in my life, but also one of the most talented one. Yeah, so. It's a big honor.
John, look, I'm going to say there's a theme coming out here with regards to bands being on independent record labels. And it seems to be that idea of touring.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so. Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, Franz, then, when you approach a band and say, like, we would like you to be on your label, do the bands understand that expectation that it's not just like, yay, we're on a label. Now, here are all the other things that you have to do.
Yeah. Normally, yes, because I approach bands that already understood that. Let's say, let's put it in this way. I don't like the feeling of the bands thinking like, okay, now I have a record label and they're going to do the work for me. You know, I try to avoid that, but in general, in every aspect of the thing, like I don't want people to think, okay, everything is for granted after you do a certain thing. You know, it's like, it's a cooperation. So, of course, the fact that they are active make me active too, because mm-hmm. I don't want to disappoint them. But then if they don't put so much effort in it, I'm not going to put so much effort in it either. And the whole thing is going to fail.
And there's no places to sell records anyway, other than live music venues.
We have our distribution, and we sell pretty well, like on the record shops or I also, you know, tour a lot with other bands. So I have my little, you know, bag of records and there.
But you're selling them at the venues saying. So that's actually, the venue has the live, event has replaced the record store in many ways.
I mean
20 years ago bands did not sell records at their shows. Very few bands sold. Now every single band sell records,
right?
The emotional state of the sometimes, like, for example, like if a band play and then there is someone they want to have that, and or they just think like, what a good night, I want a present, or just mm-hmm. something that reminds me of that, or they're in the present of the artist, so mm-hmm. they want to bring back. And otherwise, sometimes people think, oh, the record is there in the shop, or I can buy it whenever I can. So they don't buy it. But then live, it's a different vibe or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're in outside of New York City, it's just hard to find a record shop. I mean, if you really want records, vinyl. Yeah.
Well, New York City is incredible for record shops right now. It's unbelievable. Well, America in general. I mean, you're so lucky that you have like this big music culture and mm-hmm. record shops anywhere. Like, you know, I found record shops from, you know, Arizona to California. I've been lucky enough to travel your country, and record shops are amazing. In Italy is a disaster.
Yeah.
We have Spain that is really good still. They still have a rock and roll culture, and
Germany is
great. You know, for my label, the biggest market are America and Spain, Germany, France. Those are the big, like no one buys my records in Italy.
I'll work not on even my friends and family in Canada.
No, some people.
Gentlemen, it has been fantastic to visit. We are going to direct you, the listener, thank you for tuning in, to wildhoneyrecords.bandcamp.com. Yeah. It allows you to pick up all of the catalog for Wild Honey Records in either digital or vinyl if it's been produced on vinyl.
Yep.
And as John Luca said early on, the label's fantastic.
It is fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
thank you for having me. It was a beautiful experience. There is also a 10-year compilation downloadable for free on the website. So if you,
it's really good.
If you just want to sink your teeth into something and then go from there.
Yeah. If you don't like it, it's free. If you don't like it, you get your money back. Right?
Exactly.
We are going to close out with the Pee-wees. Fittingly enough, with the song Leave This Place from their 2018 release Moving Target. We're going to hear from a band that were a guest of mine recently that I hope we're going to be able to go out and see tonight at Coney Island Baby. That is Grim Streaker and one of their recent releases, and then close out with Took a Wrong Turn by Pat Todd and the Rank Outsiders. You have been listening to, make sure I say it right, Potluck Dinner on Radio Free Brooklyn with John Luca and Franz from Wild Honey Records. Please stay tuned for Mockumental. Catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
We better leave this place and down, build another world. Better live and make it from the start. Cause if you want to
what's wrong.